So thank you so much for joining us today on Annenberg Radio News. What does this project mean for you to have this last part of this dairy farm demolished today?
I think it marks a really great moment in the Lincoln Heights community and the Northeast LA community, where we are looking at a project that was identified in the LA River Revitalization Master Plan. It really makes it real. This site is now going to become a river park place where not only does it clean water, not only will it retain storm water, clean it, and play a role in the future of our water in Los Angeles, but it will also expand existing play area for children, respite areas for adults, and so I think it's a very important site. I do have to say that this type of funding is needed on a long-term basis. We need a propo every year, so we need to continue to look for it, develop mechanisms and support mechanisms that allows us to have these sort of projects built on a long-term basis.
Why is clean water so important for Los Angeles to continue as a major city?
You know, there's a saying by Paolo Lugari, who has a project in Colombia from where I'm at, from where I was born, and he says that civilizations have been a permanent dialogue between human beings and water. And I think that we've sort of forgot that in the last century or so. So having these sorts of projects that allow people to reconnect themselves to water is what needs to happen. And it needs to happen decentralized all over the city. City of LA was founded because of water and the LA River and people resting to form a civilization around water, a body of water. That needs to continue to happen. We have populations that will continue to grow, and if we don't plan well for infrastructure and supply, I think the city might be in trouble.